They're trying to indict me, but you can't indict me in Mexico. It was a great journey to come here. I had to go through the big forests and over the mountaintops. But most importantly, I had to climb an insurmountable obstacle. An enormous wall that I built myself, by the way. It was so big that only I could climb it. It was one of the biggest walls. It was like a Spartan race. They can't extradite me either because I canceled NAFTA. We canceled it. They're trying to indict me, but you can't indict me in Mexico. This is a true story, by the way. It's a true story. I'm in my wonderful restroom. It's a gorgeous restroom, by the way. It has the flamingo wallpaper. It says live, laugh, live, love, or whatever it says. There's porcelain sink. A porcelain sink with the wonderful mood lighting. We love the mood lighting. Anyway, I'm about to flush the toilet and I see a hand emerge out of nowhere. And I...
All right. Testing mic. Computer levels on.
By the way,
good
and he
to
says,
go.
Joe Biden sent me. He's sending all of us.
Looks like we're good. Alrighty, righty. Thank you, thank you. Check, check, complete.
This is a true story, by the way. They're trying to indict me. This is a true story. They're trying to indict. Trying to indict me, but you can't indict me in Mexico.
Everybody put three fingers in the air.
And we are off and running. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show, folks. Here we are, 4:10 p.m. on a beautiful Monday with storms coming. So it looks like, I don't know who got hit when, where, and how, but South Berkshire County storm, severe thunderstorm watch until 7 p.m. tonight. More in Columbia County, it's closer to right now. So look out your window and see what it's doing. Thanks for joining us. We have Devin Connolly coming up from Cornell Cooperative Extension to talk about their monthly activity board, all the going-ons and all the events that are taking place with and by Cornell Cooperative Extension and affiliated folks. So stay tuned for that. We got lots of music. We got some audio coming up. This is your host, Kieran O'Reilly. Till 6 p.m. Happy Monday, people. Let's take a listen to this guy right here.
They're trying to indict me, but you can't indict me in Mexico. Mexico. It was a great journey to come here. I had to go through the big forests and over the mountaintops. But most importantly, I had to climb an insurmountable obstacle. An enormous wall that I built myself, by the way. It was so big that only I could climb it. It was one of the biggest walls. It was like a Spartan race. Spartan race. They can't extradite me either because I canceled NAFTA. We canceled it. They're trying to indict me, but you can't indict me in
Everybody
Mexico.
Put three fingers in the air. The sky's falling, the wind is calling, stand for something or die in the morning. Section 80, high power.
Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song. The Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my disc. You wanted to diss but jumped on my... Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eat that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the mother pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want a plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I'll be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call it high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five-star dishes, food for thought. I mean, it shit is Huey Newton going stupid. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, I ain't seen it, that will make my parents happy. Sorry, mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak, And she always told me, pray for the weak, Them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, Dear Lord, come save me, the devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts on all of his jobs. Frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend. Trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call it high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. 5-star dishes, food for thought. I mean, it's this Bobby Seale making meals. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal. Frightening, so f***ing frightening. Enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lorraine O don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drop me brains crazy. Product of the late 80s, trying to stay above water. That's why we shun the Navy. Put your guns and play me, let's set it off. Cause a riot, throw a Molotov. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost. Cause we've been off them slave ships. Got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it less than high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. 5-star dishes, food for thought. I mean, it's this Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Thug life. Thug life.
There you go, Kendrick Lamar.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, yes, we are about to do this. That was Kendrick Lamar with High Power, following a parody of Trump fleeing to Mexico to escape indictment. So we're off to a great start. But now we have on the line right now with us Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension. Devin, welcome back to the Monday afternoon show. How's it going?
It's going all right. Happy to be here. Been working with the rest of the Cornell Cooperative Extension, getting our exhibit at the Columbia County Fair set up. So it's been a busy week, and we'll be busy next week too.
Yeah, this is crazy time for all things Columbia County Fair related, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you're going to be there. We talked about that last time a little bit, and you got. I mean, is that like your 100% focus right now? Pretty much over there.
Basically, I mean, we do have a bunch of events that are coming up, and actually in September. So, yeah, it's just going to be a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's really hard to believe, Devin. I don't really want to talk about it too much, but next week is September.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to believe. I feel like, where'd the summer go?
But, Labor Day is here.
It's here, man. It's here.
Kids are back in school.
How did it happen so fast? So, but here we are, the inevitable. Columbia County Fair time. Dutchess County Fair just happened. Was that last weekend?
I believe so.
I think it was. I missed it. I don't live down there anymore, but I used to do parking across the street from that for $10. And it was like, because it's free parking at the fair, but it's so hard to get out at the end of the night. So people are willing to pay $10. It was crazy. We'd park like, you know, 800 cars.
Oh my God.
All right. So I digress. Devin, what's going on at Cornell Cooperative Extension these days? What do you got going on in September?
All right. Well, first let's just talk about the fair coming up, actually. So that is at the end of the month. That'll be starting. Well, end of month being starting on Wednesday.
I mean, like right now.
Yes, exactly. So 2 days, you know, see you there on Wednesday. We'll have a whole bunch of things going on, including our, you know, all our 4-H exhibits. The 4-H milk bar will be open every day. The fair will be open from Wednesday through Monday. Milk bar is open 12 to 8. Visit us in Columbia Hall. We'll have all our displays for our programs with staff to talk to. If you have any questions about any of our programming or just want to ask the Master Gardeners about, you know, any gardening questions, we'll be happy to talk your ear off. We'll also be having the return of the sensory room too, which is in conjunction with Think Differently Columbia, space for kids and, you know, adults who just need some calm time from the fair, like all the loud noises, a little more muted visuals. That's a, you know, they can hang out in there for like, you know, forever, how long they want. So yeah, that's what we got going on at the Columbia County Fair.
Whoever it was that came up with the idea, whatever people came up with the idea for a sensory room at the fair is genius.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it gets really overwhelming. It can really get overwhelming. And it's meltdown central, and people are having meltdowns, a lot of times little kids, but other folks as well. So it does happen. I'm really glad that that's part of it. And I bet you get a lot of folks that appreciate it and participate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, that I like about accessibility where it's like, you know, it's made in mind with folks who have, you know, these things that they need, but me as like an average person also, I'm like, hey, I can like hang out in here as well for like a couple of minutes and just get out of it all.
Totally, man.
It's so like, man, subtitles, like, yeah, I use those a lot, even though I can hear, you know, decently well.
Just a quick little story, if you don't mind. I went to a fair actually in Vermont with a friend of mine. She ran a group home with people with disabilities, people with developmental disabilities. And this one kid had been talking up the fair for like 2 months, and he just a little bit obsessive about the upcoming excitement of the fair, because it was the big thing that happened in that tiny little county. Yeah. Anyway, I happened to be there on the day where it went down, and they all get in the van. It's kind of hot out, and they make it to the fair. He gets into the parking lot, barely makes it into the fairgrounds, and like throws up and then passes out. Like right away. It was just like, he was so overwhelmed with excitement. And like, now luckily there were some quiet spaces in that small fair to go to, but like when you're at the Columbia County Fair, there's not a lot of quiet spaces to go to in a situation that could almost be kind of an emergency if someone just needs to calm down. So
rides, the games, the animals, the, you know, even like the heritage sections of like the loud popping old engines.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. The drunken people at the bars getting in fight with police. That was a crazy year. Anyway, sorry for the digression again, Devin. But so that sounds super, super exciting about the fair coming up. I'm sure lots of folks listening will be there. It's really something that shouldn't be missed if you live in that area.
All right. Then we can get into our actual September events that's coming on. And actually coming up really quickly is our Women's Game of Logging Level 1 and Level 2. This is a hands-on experience for women who want to practice logging safely and learn new skills. This is like, you know, essentially just learning how to maintain, be safe with a chainsaw and how to, you know, take down a tree. And only women can sign up for this class. And this is on September 5th. It's a whole day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's level 2 the next day. You do have to complete level 1 in order to take level 2. And you also do have to bring the equipment. You need a gas-powered chainsaw, head protection, eye protection, ear protection, chainsaw pants/chaps, and sturdy shoes. But if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. The website for anyone who wants more information or how to sign up is ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. So yeah, super exciting class that we try to hold every year. Usually it gets pretty full too. So if you are, you know, want to learn more about how to use a chainsaw, this is the perfect time to, try to do that.
I love that one. Love that workshop there that you got. I need to come to a chainsaw workshop one of these days.
But I know. I'm always using one. I've sat through all these, but I'm always like, when I use that one at home, like, this is a scary thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have a very healthy respect and maybe fear of the chainsaw.
Yeah.
They're pretty serious.
And I learned from these classes that if you have an electric chainsaw and you have your Kevlar chaps and everything on, it doesn't actually stop the electric chainsaws.
No kidding.
It's better than having nothing on, obviously, but the way that it works is actually, like, you know, the chaps, they sort of they get wound up into the engine of the gas chainsaws.
Right.
And since that doesn't happen in the electric ones, it will continue to run. So, yeah, everyone, just always be aware if that could happen if you're using an electric chainsaw. While convenient, they do have they're a little extra risk if you're not paying attention.
Good to know.
So learn more facts like that by coming to the Women's Game of Logging. And then actually, right after that, on the Saturday, September 7th, we will be having a wild mushroom foray. One of our most popular classes. You can see what kind of species you can find and identify in the Siusla Model Forest in Ankara. This is in memory of the great, late and great Bob Boyfus, who taught this area so much about fungi and ginseng. So, you know, we'll carry on his legacy by, you know, trying to continue to educate folks about mushrooms and, you know, which ones are edible and delicious.
So cool. Good to honor that guy. I met kind of a mushroom nerd out in the woods last week, right after it had rained, and it was just peeking all over. She actually teaches an outdoor program at a private school close by and does this partly for a living, actually, and it gets kids excited about it. And oh my God, she had this little, like, kind of fanny pack, but it, like, had all different compartments in it.
Oh wow.
For, like,
yeah,
the different kinds that she was finding, and she started pointing stuff out, and I'm like, ka-dung, ka-dung, ka-dung. Like, I know about morels, chanterelles, black trumpets, chicken of the woods, hen of the woods. And that's about it. And she just, like, there's hundreds of mushrooms. The whole world of mushrooms out there is just pretty fascinating. So I'm so glad you're doing that work.
Those people are just amazing. They're just, like, you know, walking field guides. You're just like, how can you retain all this information? It's crazy.
And she was so excited about it, and it got me fired up about the whole fungi situation.
That's, like, the great thing about mushrooms is too, like, you know, there's just so many of them, and just once you learn how to identify a new one, you can always, like, you go through, like, the same woods that you went through before, and you're just like, this is like a whole new walk, because now I have this, like, new tool underneath my belt.
And she was just pulling ones up just to show me the beauty of, like, the craziness of it, like this tiny little itty bitty, like, bright fluorescent orange, like, perfect tiny little mushroom. And she's like, that's a blah 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 blah. I don't even remember what she said, but it was like the cool, and she gave it to me, and she's like, here, check this one out.
And now, cinnabar chanterelle, usually those are some of the smaller ones.
Yeah, but the chanterelles, and the black trumpets, I mean, there's some good eating out there in the woods. So I think it's an important skill to get back to the original ancient knowledge. I guess we used to know, you know, sort of, because we had to forage to live, like, thousands of years ago, I guess. But so great. Glad you're doing that one again.
All right. And then after that, we will be having a Zoom webinar with our ag educator, Ashley Schoenborn. And that will be backyard chickens. If you want to learn how to set up chickens in your backyard, please join us on September 12th. This will be from just 12 to 1:30. It's on a Thursday. A lot of people have signed up so far. There's still a few more slots. I think we're limited to 100 people, which is a lot, but for a Zoom webinar, sometimes those can get a little out of hand. So, yeah, please sign up if you are curious about chickens. This is a great time to enter your questions into the chat. Just get a little one-on-one feedback. And, yeah, again, if you want to sign up, you can go to ccecolumbiagreen.org. ccecolumbiagreen.org/events.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So anything else?
See here. We have just going through my list. And yes, we have one more event in September, September 15th. This is a little bit more of a drive for some people, especially since we're situated mostly around, Catskill, Hudson. But if you want to go out to the Clearpool Model Forest, we'll be having a forest ecology woodland walk. Their model forest, you'll be able to learn about best management practices and land use strategies used at Clearpool, another wonderful model forest in the area. You find out how to maintain a healthy and productive working forest, especially if you're interested in finding out more specifically within the New York City watershed, what rules and regulations they suggest, or, you have to follow, and just like best practices that they recommend. This is also a good time to meet some of our master forest owner volunteers and also our master forest owner program coordinator, Shane Stevens. Just a really good resource to have. So even if you're pretty sure you know a lot, this is like a great time to like network with some like-minded folks.
Yep. Good to have the resources, man. It's good to have the resources. Again, the website, ccecolumbiagreen.org.
Mm-hmm.
Did it. All right.
And then, not really in September, but I thought I'd mention it because I believe it's Kieran's favorite class, but Anger Management is back starting October 2nd. This course is held every Wednesday for 12 consecutive weeks. Kieran, if you know anyone, of course, send them our way. That's the Fall Winter 2024 Anger Management Series.
I do. It's a good friend of mine that comes out every now and then. it's so important. I think like this is it should not be seen as something that's a bad thing if you go to a class like this. Like I feel like they should be taught in grade school too to children, mm-hmm. In different ways, of course. But I think that's absolutely, we're going to be in touch about that one, Devin. Maybe we can get the instructor to call in the show one of these days too. I'd love that.
Yes, absolutely. I was trying to get Megan on here. And yeah, I think once we start going into the fall time, her schedule should open up a little bit.
Great. Alrighty. Do we have anything else? Do you have anything else on the agenda?
I think that's it. That's it for events.
Okay. Good solid month of September there. Sounds mm-hmm. like.
It sounds, yeah. No, super exciting. Again, anyone, ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. Please come check out whatever we have coming up and sign up.
Awesome. Devin, I want to say thank you so much, as always. And
appreciate it, Kieran.
And the best of luck with all the preparations and crushing it with your presence at the Columbia County Fair.
Yeah. Stop by. We'll see everyone there.
Don't throw up and faint.
If you do, we have the sensory room.
That's right. And take a little break from the excitement. Awesome, man. Right. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Kieran. Bye.
Take care. Alrighty, that was Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension. We're going to play a quick tune right here, and then I think we got a phone caller. Whoa, waiting. Hold on.
Sitting in the bayou country, just me and my fishing line. Raise a lot of hell and a holler, sipping on that Georgia moonshine. Well, I know how to have a damn good time. And I take my shot straight out of a jug, and I like to
in that Mississippi mud. Well, let's throw us a little party, baby. I'll call a few friends of mine. We'll dance all night till the sun comes up and I drink ourselves completely blind. Then we'll rock on down the line. And I take my shot straight out of a jug, and I like to do a little dance in that Mississippi mud. Tennessee woman took his life, but he sure gave me some real good advice. And I take my shot straight out of a jug, and I like to get pure drunk in that Mississippi mud. Shot straight out of the jug, and I like to do a little dance in that Mississippi mud.
Chuck, we got a caller with some not so great service, but right now, caller, you're on the air. Yes, I can. Rebecca, it's been forever and a day. How the heck are you?
I am doing good. I'm out here in the car, but I'm not driving. But I am in the car, so just keep telling me if my service gets bad. You know, this is community radio, as we said.
That's right. And we got...
And we are in the community. We are driving right into Hudson, New York right now.
So what's the scoop? You driving into HUD? You still living in HUD?
Yeah.
And have you been on the radio at all?
I actually have not found myself on the radio for a little bit. I think it's been at least a couple of months.
Wow.
You know, I love WJXC with my whole heart.
Same here. And I'm so glad we have that in common. You know, I've been missing Garrett Roach. I need to reach out to my dear friend Garrett Roach, who I have not heard from.
Him a bunch of times recently.
Well, he hasn't called in a while, and I'm getting worried. I'm like, Garrett, if you're listening, give me a buzz. We got to get reconnected. He sent me an amazing birthday card through the mail. And we have to reconnect on that one. So, but anyway, I don't want you to lose service, Rebecca. What do you got going on?
Okay, so I'm calling in to promote a festival that's going on Saturday at Baba Yaga Gallery. It's going to be a full-on community fest. It's at 5821 New York State Route 9G, right before Stewart's, if you're going over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. And it's quite the lineup. It's going to be let me list off all the names for you, because think of this as an eight-hour-long durational festival. It's going to be unlike anything you've ever experienced before, but maybe you have, because, Karen, I feel like you've been to a lot of wild things in your day.
I'm so wild that I know all about Baba Yaga, and I used to have dreams about Baba Yaga when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe you like I'm, you know, promoting this on the radio and promoting this to your ears directly, Kieran.
Well, the appreciation is just unfathomable right now. Tell me what's going on at the Bobby Yaga.
All right.
First of all, what is
Saturday, August 31st. It's going to be from 2 to 10 p.m. We've got Pretty Woman, Alex Patrick Dyke, The Straps, Dauber, Seven, SNL,
yes!
Steve Essex, Laura Cheap Baby, Zeno Scott, Club Ecology, Gary Stream, Hop, Simon DeChamp, Marcel, Weird American Ear, Rose Club, Sister, Jared Ashdown, Carolyn Ferrucci, Grocery Store, Shanika McIntosh,
yes!
Chicken Run the Musical, and Gushy. And it's going to be projections by David Schmidlap in Pan Pacific Meditation Center. It's going to be wild. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I mean, we're talking like, well, you just sounded like you were reading off a modern version of the Woodstock 69, like, roster going on here.
That's
like this,
what I'm talking about,
it's just
baby.
A kind of never-ending situation.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, I could not be more excited. A lot of acts with a lot of people that are, you know, have been around here, living around here, making stuff around here, and many of which have never been experienced before. So, could not be more excited.
We will be seeing some stuff we ain't never seen before, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to want to join and tune in.
You're going to want to go, maybe WGXC, maybe we'll even get Tom Rowe to come broadcast it. Who knows? Tom Rowe, you hear that?
No, this is a live situation. This has to be live. And Rebecca, can I ask you a little bit more about the Baba Yaga situation? I'm so intrigued.
And I'm also here with Tom Rushline, who has a lot more information on Baba Yaga as kind of the facilitator of the bridge, he's saying. So, yes, ask away.
I just want to know what the inspiration and what actually goes on at the Baba Yaga. Is it the Baba Yaga Center?
Baba Yaga Gallery.
Okay. There's some mortars and pestles and houses with chicken feet and like what's going on with I'm just curious about the name. It just I love it.
So Baba was started by our buddy Scott Kiley. Scott loved the essence of the story and the lore of Baba Yaga and just her approach to how she moved. So the space has been running for about 6 years out at by Stewart's coming to 3rd Street, but it really has just acted as a space for the friends, by the friends, to really just, like, show what they've been up to and what they've been working on. So it's just been, like, a community space off the beat of what's happening in town. And
how
just
long? 3 years now?
Almost, like, since 2020, like, at the space that we're at now.
So 4 years now.
Wow. And, like, we have been lacking in having spaces that we can go to for 4 years because there's been so much restriction. So the fact that it weathered it out for 4 years and ready to just blow up right now in a good way, it sounds like things are going to start to happen more there, I bet.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And also, so just for accessibility's sake, this is an outdoor festival. Everything will be outdoors. There's a giant parking lot. So, you know, you can park your cars, everything's flat. There is a small gallery space that currently has a show by an artist named Steven Zerbe. And it's an incredible, wild little show. What's the name of it again? It's like
Growth on Empty.
What kind of art, man?
That show is still going to be up and there's going to be so many also different local artists that are going to be showing installations, lighting setups, inventions. It's just going to be a wild time. So 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., it's going to go down 8 hours, 20 minutes per set cap. So that makes it 23 artists back to back to back to back, and then with one little break in the middle.
Holy crap. That's like...
At 4:20 p.m.
That's amazing. A break, well, you got to have a break at 4:20 p.m. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
We used to break at every hour on the 20, but that was back in my farming days.
Well, you could break for your radio show. I mean, you're 4 to 6, right?
That's right. I will be there during your break, live and direct. Maybe somebody can call from the show during the break.
Well, it's on a Saturday, so it wouldn't be a Monday afternoon.
Oh, right. Of course. Why would you do that? Okay, so give us the date again, Rebecca, because I just didn't even write that down.
It's Saturday, August 31st.
Okay. This coming
PM
Saturday.
Baba Yaga Gallery. You can look Baba Yaga Gallery up on the old maps. It'll pop up. And, yeah, it's the first turn right before the Stewart shops if you're going to the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
So cool. Make sure all the doors.
See you there. And Garrett. Tell Garrett.
I will do that. I got to get a hold of him. This is major.
I also say, I think I heard recently about Chuck.
What happened?
I don't know. Someone told me something, but I wasn't sure. I didn't know what you knew or if you knew anything.
I
just wanted to shout out to the Venus.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been so long, and you know, Chuck has definitely had so he's a lot older and has had some health issues. So it's been so long that I've checked in with Garrett that now I really want to. Yeah, Chuck's called in my show so many times, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a fateful day. I remember 2015, we were out there, Spotty Dog, and interviewed Garrett, and it just kind of started this whole ball rolling.
It's still rolling, and Garrett still calls me the gateway to WGXC. So, a human gateway drug that I am, apparently, but It was great. That fateful, God, you remember the year too. He remembers the date. It's like June 23rd.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing his website once and seeing both of our names up on there and being like, what a lovely guy.
He is amazing. So let's check back in with him. Let's check on Chuck, see what the latest is. And thank you for alerting me to that so I can follow through on it.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Baba Yaga Fest. Baba Fest, August 31st, Saturday, 2 to 10 p.m.
Okay, let's game go. On. It's a marathon.
This is free community event. It's really just a once in a lifetime thing.
Wow, so I thought you were just withholding the prices of it because of the legality of community radio, but no, it's actually free.
All free.
Oh my God, it just gets better and better. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Well, can we bring drinks?
I think, you know, we're definitely going to provide water.
Okay. So maybe keep it to, like, juice and water and, you know.
We're going to provide what we can. And we're also, thank goodness, next to Stewart's. So.
That's right. Provisions. All the junk food
Stewart's
you could want.
Closes at 11 p.m.
So after your 4:20 break, you're going to want to go to Stewart's and get lost in the aisles for 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Thank you, Garrett. Shout out to Stewart's.
Yeah. Gotta love Stewart's. The curse of writing still prevails. All right. Great. So this Saturday, Baba Yaga Gallery on 9G, a.k.a. Route. It's 3rd Street going out of Hudson towards the Rip Van Winkle Bridge before you get to Stewart's. Beautiful spot right there near Mount Marino.
Yeah, it really is. And I hope to see you there, listeners, and also Kieran.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Rebecca, my long-lost radio pal. We had some good times on the air in the old Hudson studio, did we not?
We definitely did, both out in the town and in the old studio, which, guess what? I am actually sitting outside of right now.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm going to play a song.
Warren, baby.
I think we're going to do, I don't know, we're mixing it up here, but I'm going to do a Snoop Dogg song covered by the...
also, Kieran, so I'm in here in the car with the incredible band Gucci, of which I am in, with Tom and Johnny and Tom C and a lot of other people. And you could also, you know, if you want to play one of our tracks, you know, we would not be upset with that.
I have to. I'm trying to play more and more local music. There's so much of it. You gotta tell me.
I can't even. I'm so excited. Yesterday I was working at the Half Moon and I was trying to play as many local bands as I possibly could. And I was just like shocked. Like, there's so much good music happening around here. There's so many amazing artists. And I could not be more excited for the fact that so many of them will be playing at Baba Fest this Saturday, August 31st, from 2 to 10 p.m.
Rebecca, tell me the name of your band again.
Gushy.
Like Gushy.
Like G-U-S-H-Y.
And tell me that you are on YouTube.
We are on YouTube.
Like the song Banshee?
Yeah. Play that up.
All right. Game on.
All right.
Are you ready for this? Is everybody ready for this?
I think they're ready.
Okay.
Are they ready?
Here is Banshee by the band Gushy, of which the predominant members, most of the members are on the other line right now. All right, here we go. Thank you so much again.
Okay, love you, Karen.
Love you, Karen. All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, love you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, love you, Karen.
Bye.
There's some sort of feedback happening.
Okay. We are going to have to try take two on this one because... Oh, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is because I am so... much of an awesome volunteer with technological expertise. I figured out the mute. It was the other mute. Here we go. Gushy. Banshee. Don't be acting like a banshee now.
It's kind of hard being Snoopy, old double G, but I
my money on my mind.
Rolling nice straight, smoking in, sipping on gin and juice, laid back. Money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking and sipping on gin and juice, lay back.
was The Gorge covering Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice here on the Monday Afternoon Show. We're cutting the news. Big shout out to Rebecca Bohr and all those at Baba Yaga Gallery, and from the band Gushy. Great song there, Banshee by Gushy. Stay tuned after the news for more Monday Afternoon Show. This is Kieran. Don't go away.
with the noose. I'll proper introduce myself and my car, and I'm not well. I is ready for abuse. I could do some sure you're thinking on loop that I seem decent and clever. Don't you feel bad for this ever?
Guilty conscience, no thanks. I meditate and have candy or wine sand. And I brush for a second, fall for constant suits. And when the revolution comes, I'm first out the loot, yeah.
Slum, not tar hugum le dog hood swinchy, na jan analyse your mock hood lynchy. My chain loves hood, so I wish you could do a version for him but PG.
Nah,
send me it when you can. He's your number one fan.
Dirty.
His first word for Coulter Land, so we understand all the tree cake on. He's only started knee skull and be sure. He just thinks you guys are lethal.
Burn.
I know he's a wee bit young, try to keep it from him, down in my yeehaw. Cool guard dish, show my new ghost raider. 40 odd breath smells like cedar. Try to talk business to me, which is in your teeth. Back of the glitter.
Cap, it's problem shoot. Knuckle and shans, go chocolate live. Stick a wee tune out just for the kids, cause my two ones, they love you the best. Oh, fuck shit, ways up, mess for the general who too late to get pissed. Somebody smoke every penny getting off of our test. There's no act, it's just the way it is. Real shit.
You'll find me in a snug of a dimly lit shit, run down pole. Face all smoke in a blue.
Tea Light, the same real fruit tea flavor you love from Twisted Tea, with fewer calories. Keep it twisted!
And we are back on the attack, back for more action on the Monday afternoon show. Folks, thanks for tuning in to this community radio station. We're here every Monday from 4 to 6. This is your host, Kieran Riley. Big thank you to Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension for calling in, getting us fired up about the Columbia County Fair coming up. Big stuff happening with the 4-H folks and all the agricultural stuff and the Cornell Cooperative Extension tables there. And Rebecca Borer calling in out of the blue, I think the last time she called in my show was like she was going over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and also with bad service and had something to announce or call or whatever it was. But it was awesome. Thank you to Rebecca Rabour for calling in and alerting us to the fact of, not just the fact of, the Baba Yaga Gallery on 9G before Stewart's coming out of Hudson, but alerting us to the fact of an amazing event happening this Saturday, August 31st. A bazillion bands packed into 8 hours. It's going to be great. You're going to have get your game face on because there's only one break at 4:20. You're going to have to make that one count. And I look forward to getting my butt over there to the Baba Yaga Gallery to check out local, awesome, creative, musical shenanigans happening right here in our very own dear Columbia County. I'm going to play an old school song by a woman named, artist named Melanie. This is Brand New Key, and it's about roller skates. And if you didn't know back in the day, you needed a key to adjust your roller skates. Some people might not have known that. Melanie with Brand New Key. My son called me up right before the show and wanted to make sure I got his Woody Guthrie request, The Hobo's Lullaby. You know what? I think I should play that one again today. I think I will, as a matter of fact. But then he also asked me, did you hear the band Kneecap? And I hadn't heard of the band Kneecap until this weekend. We were hanging out with old friends of ours, Shantae and Hillary, and went saw Shantae's dad play over at the Thai restaurant over on Fifth Street in Hudson. Great show on Saturday night. Some good music. And Shantae is moving to Ireland tomorrow. She's moving to Galway, going to university. We're going to keep our tabs on that one, shall we? And had some stories about Kneecap. I think her and her mom, too, I think got stuck in the mosh pit. just front and center at a kneecap show. This is an Irish kind of rap band that they rap in Gaelic. And Gaelic is quite an interesting language there. I one day would love to make heads or tails of at least some of it, besides Sláinte and Fáilte and Pogue Mahone. But here's Kneecap featuring Grian Chatton, The Better Way to Live. And this track going out to Shante on her way to Galway tomorrow. Safe travels. Make it count. Enjoy, folks.
Thundering is magic, and if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven, got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
We are the jury, tackle my rut, Marvy Lamb, white Uggams and new. We hustle a fox, so I stroll a draw and fall so well. Four digit core, what do you know is my car? I'm gonna be spending my dough tonight. Two pints at a time, strolling about like Dolomite. But home for a shake, or do such a mark. One push, my narrow back, or be it while you strapping you. So mowgli pop. And then we both jump down and do your class handstand like a man's man can. Fox land, listen to that, I'll be Ogin and Visha. Mark a G-Sha, I'm on the upside of the seesaw.
Underneath, all the thunder and there's magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time. I'm a try grab it underneath all the chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be adding to the list.
Gafal, ik mohi kosa la kagak. Ni liga man, elba so wanyan and she stop. I was seen not, why? Much but you mokali bop. Karima ray bound, durant all the fog. I'm a chat and never come alone. Rota and tamo golan on. Ta and sil shu baru garis. Da a karima gun uru dama on. Yashiri yid the kyongiri elu ahan sakin. There is acted the battle with a text. Maka hate to hand a curl on tossy. A wide row, a respectful curl, hand a coney money, hand a nice coney, jacket be rugged like stalkies. Five fear of life, so the nimmy and them beyond.
Underneath, all the thunder and this magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath, all the chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
In me as the kyun, kaita klegin in Arja, or warna dung, take him sick of willin' seal drum, it's chonda her run. But we got one chance and then it's fun. So be who he and speak your pain and receive the love. Don't let the cunts get ya. Don't surround yourself with ones that miss ya. Tog sack and tog on all not goonies sketch ya. It's great, get dangin' a willin' seal, sure ditch ya.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay, gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven, got a little peak one day, made me feel like I was seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
Sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. About tomorrow, let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you've got a nice warm boxcar, safe from all this wind and snow. trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby.
Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari speaking Sunday.
We look around the state of Israel all the time, also at Yemen, also at Iran. I remind you that Hezbollah is an extension of the Iranians. They are financed, armed, targeted by the Iranians, and I am convinced that this widespread shooting is also directed by Iran, also under Iranian responsibility, and we will attack and remove threats wherever necessary.
If you can respond, Rami Khoury.
This is a typical Israeli Zionist propaganda message that has been going on for years and years. They will always, and with the U.S. close behind them, following their lead, they'll always find some threat in the Middle East. Before, it used to be Saddam Hussein, it was Qaeda, it was the Russians, it was the PLO. Now it's... Iran is behind everything bad, and they will focus a lot of attention on addressing that issue, trying to evade the central reality that the Palestine-Israel conflict, the conflict between Zionism and Arabism in Palestine, which has been going on for 100 years, that's the real core of the problem. And so these are evasive tactics, diversionary tactics. Iran is a very close ally of Hezbollah. They're deeply involved in increasing its technical and military capabilities, as they are with Hamas and Ansarullah and Yemen, the Houthis. But to say that Iran directs them and tells them what to do, I believe is a bit of a stretch. And so it's like the relationship between Israel and the United States. They're very close in armaments and strategy, and the U.S. now is actively, almost enthusiastically, supporting the Israeli genocide in Gaza. But Israel does what it feels it needs to do, and the U.S. doesn't seem to be able or willing to stop it. And I think we have a similar relationship between Hezbollah and Iran. They're very close, but Iran doesn't command direct Hezbollah and telling it what to do.
The way I feel inside is not a
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? But now you're selling.
Sorry about that. Sarah Jarosz, right there. Beautiful, beautiful song called Dark Road. Yes, indeed, Sarah Jarosz. So, we heard a little audio clip on Israel before then. And I would like to play just another one to help kind of remind people. We have a Muslim friend of ours from the Middle East who, he made a really good point. He said, we have got to stop blaming Israel completely on this one. Israel is a sort of, a type of colony of the United States. It's a little nuclear-armed colony in the Middle East right now of the United States, serving 100% American and NATO and European Union interests. Having said that, it's time to look a little more inward around us and how this whole genocide is actually able to take place. But here's a protester at the Democratic National Convention talking about vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. Thanks to Wayne Coe for sending this one. Here's Sana Wazwas in Minnesota.
Hey, Russell Davila from New Dissonance. Can I ask you a couple of questions? All right, so what brought you out here today?
I'm here to send a clear message to the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates for office this fall that the people will no longer support unconditional aiding and abetting of genocide, and we stand for a complete arms embargo on Israel, sanctions, end of U.S. aid to Israel, and a permanent and immediate ceasefire.
Now, what do you say to people who say, well, you're going to get Trump elected?
Oh, God. I have a lot of things to say. Okay. Well, the first thing is I want to say that that's a form of emotional blackmail. This is the rhetoric of abusers, right? That we say, oh, well, you don't like one thing? Well, what are you going to think of the other guy, right? And I think that this is an unsustainable system, and I'm actually looking out for the sustainability of our country in years to come. Because if we continue to tell ourselves that we're stuck between the healthier of Pepsi and Coke, we will only have the healthier between Pepsi and Coke. But if we don't threaten a vote, if we don't say no arms embargo, no vote, no sanctions, no vote, right? We will never be able to leverage any real political accountability. And we've seen materially, we've seen the effects of this only in just a few months. I mean, Governor Walz got up right after the Minnesota primaries on CNN, and he said openly, that was the first time he said the situation in Gaza is intolerable. He hadn't said a word about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and what prompted him to do so was that 1 in 5 Minnesota Democrats voted uncommitted, right? Because of a one-week grassroots movement to get people to vote uncommitted. Now think about how far we will go if we can leverage more civic momentum, if it's not just a one-week-long movement in which voters across the board are rising up and saying, we will no longer vote for this just because it's better than the other guy. That is not going to be our standard anymore. And when we tell ourselves that that is our standard, we will only be stuck in this bind between two options. And in years and years to come, our children and grandchildren will be told that they have to vote Democrat. They will have to vote for unconditional Zionism just because it's not as Zionist as the other guy. Slaughter, but better slaughter. Slaughter, but more effective slaughter.
So what do you think? A lot of progressives who claimed they weren't going to vote for Joe Biden, and they were kind of making noises about not voting for Kamala because of Palestine, because of Gaza. As soon as she picked Waltz, they started talking about his domestic policies in Minnesota. And my partner at Due Dissidence has often made the point, once again, the Palestinian people are being sold out for a free lunch. Do you feel that way about the way a lot, have you seen a lot of progressives change their minds when she picked Waltz? And how do you feel about that?
Yes, I've seen a lot of progressives do that. And to that, I would say this is short-sightedness, and actually this is blindness. This is clear blindness towards Waltz's history of policies towards Israel and towards the Palestinian people and his Palestinian constituents. So I am from the state of Minnesota, actually, and I am a leader in the Minnesota community. And I was actually just part of a delegation of Minnesota Palestinian families that had a meeting canceled on the spot with, like, literally 2 minutes before it was supposed to happen as we were seated in the room after 10 months of Waltz refusing to meet with Palestinian constituents. But on the flip side, he right away rushed to synagogues and Stand with Israel rallies right after October 7th. So I'm a, you know, living proof of how Waltz treats his Palestinian constituents, and that is that he turns a blind eye to them. He doesn't treat them with respect at all, right? He treats them as subhuman, yeah? But also, if you look at it materially, Waltz sits on this Minnesota State Board of Investments, which invests over $157 million in Israeli companies, and that's just Israeli companies, $157 million, excuse me, of state pensions in Israeli companies. That doesn't include, by the way, weapons manufacturers like Lockheed Martin, like Boeing, like, you know, security companies like Elbit, etc., that are also complicit in violence against the people of Gaza. So he is investing Minnesota money in the military-industrial complex. He has also funded a $1.3 million Minnesota state taxpayer subsidized grant. It's funded by Minnesota taxpayer money, a grant to construct a Lockheed Martin facility in St. Paul, Minnesota. And he called that good news for Minnesota. He has a history of being a friend to war, a friend of slaughter of the Palestinian people, and we ought to not turn a blind eye to it.
So you don't feel the free school lunches are enough to turn a blind eye to it?
As long as there are no living, there are no schools standing left in Gaza, I don't think free school lunches matter.
All right. Thank you very much. What's your name? Are you with an organization?
Sana Wazwaz, spelled S-A-N-A-W-A-Z-W-A-Z. And I'm from American Muslims for Palestine, Minnesota.
All right. Thank you very much.
The odds, you're in a trance. Say, who did you think you are to have a chance? You're a no one from a place where everyone knows your face. A come and go ain't in all the sun. So you better hang on and hey, you better run. Cause here's your chance and your race is begun.
So low that I kiss the ground, but you can see yourself.
run, you got to run.
Buffy St. Marie right there. You got to run. And here's going out by request to Matt Bua.
1, 2, 3.
Indigenous people, shine your light, we are
right there. That was Slap Happy with the song called The Drum, going out to Matt Bua. Thanks, Matt, for listening in the Monday afternoon show and requesting. However, I think the version he was hoping to hear was by Bongwater. So we'll have to pull up the Bongwater version just for Matt, if we can squeeze that one in too. But we have my neighbor the next street over has a request from the Rolling Stones. So I have to play her request, because her first request was for me to get the heck over there tomorrow and paint her door. So I got to go paint her door tomorrow. But until then, I can play her Rolling Stones request. Here is She's a Rainbow on the Monday afternoon show coming up on the 6 o'clock hour. Rocking and rolling. Hope folks are doing well this Monday afternoon.
فلسطين
from the river to the sea
يلا This one's for Haifa, Yafa, Akka, Gaza, Riha, Ramallah, Tabariya, Ramla, Jenin, Safa, Beit Lahem, Al-Quds, Min al-Sahra lil-Jabal, and every Palestinian hood around the world. But boys and girls are taught to hit bitch before they walk, learn to zagret before they talk, and work the trees ain't just an art. It's part and parcel of a lifestyle that connects them to the roots of olive trees and orange groves where thuggers, settlers pointing. Buying taxes, committing war crimes of the worst type, emboldened by some fascist leadership, too blind to see that these apartheid walls erected prevent us all from being free. So God bless the truth seekers, solidarity movements, journalists and academics being blacklisted for views that pose a threat to the establishment and its chokehold on the news. Though often feels we've lost already, there is still way too much to lose. Salvation, no matter how much you defend it. Dialogues without some patience or disagreements never ending. Religious men who are not humble only play themselves pretending. They alone have all these answers, mixing messages they're sending. Was it Ishmael or Isaac? Or does asking miss the point? Will it be Jesus or Elijah? Why would Allah disappoint? Look, if you know death is inevitable, then let nature take its course. No homicides, no suicides will open heaven's gate by force. For what is life without a struggle but a hollow shell of dullness? Why be Jewish, Christian, Muslim if you don't believe in oneness? Adonai is not a realtor or a predatory lender, not a judge who can't be bribed nor crooked criminal defender. He is kindness and compassion, justice, mercy, fairness and togetherness, and of all praise he is worthy, the creator and sustainer of the moon and stars above. La ilaha illallah, hallelujah. God is love, God is love, God is love, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is love, God is love, God is love, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is love.
Discovered oil. If you come around here with pretty flowers to sow, you might stop and notice nobody's very old. Grass grows so high, it covers up the graves. But listen for a while and it might start giving names. They called him the king of the Osage Hills. He went and got everybody killed. Now they talk about the weather like it's judgment coming soon. Oh, the killers of the flower moon.
Myself, so I burn it down, down, down. That house on the hillside, 'cause the Lord knows that I tried to make it what it was. And in all those wild, wild flowers, I crushed them up in my hands. Everybody knows I can never go down in silence. Remember what I said, I won't be there, I won't be there.
She won't be there. That is Cat Hasty with Burn It Down. Before that was Charlie Crockett with Killers of the Flower Moon. Quite a song there. And of course, Rolling Stones with She's a Rainbow going out to Tess. And Omar Offendem with some Palestinian hip hop. Also on that track with Ronnie Malley and Thanks Joey. We are just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the Monday Afternoon Show. It's always a pleasure being here with you over the airwaves on this community radio station. Here's some old punk friends of mine talking about getting along. 2.5 Children, another song about getting along.
You got your blacks and whites, folks, it's kids, got in violence. A never-ending spiral that there's nothing in the end. And there's nothing in the end for us to look back upon and say, hey, when I was young, it was always so much fun. We'd dance around and sing a song and everyone got along. But we were in selfish shirts, things are pulled down and work. This another song about getting along. 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 A long, long way to go and we got a lot to show. Can we become a threat that we can't? So let's go! Minimize the violence and hope in ourselves. See the truth, join the system of violence all with never ending. You! Who are you? Who are you? So there's something in the end for us to look back upon and say, hey, this is not a train, but a group of happy friends. With strength to begin with it.
Yeah, everyone have a great week. Enjoy.
blue.